Limit Break Radio presents Simply Juxta with your host, Juxtaposition. LimitBreakRadio.com.
Live from Windhurst, this is Simply Juxta. I am your host, Juxtaposition, and today we are talking about the Sunbreeze Festival in Simply Sunbreeze. That's right. We are doing the Sunbreeze Festival. With me is my ever so lovely secretary, Allison.
Hello.
And we have, straight from wherever she hails from, is Allison. Allison,
not
say
to
hello.
Be confused with Allison.
Yes, yes, not to be confused with Allison.
This is going to be confusing.
Yes, this is going to be interesting to say the least. But yes, Allison, where are you from?
I am from Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, and what nation are you?
A Sandy, of course.
Roth.
Being Elven.
Roth.
And a thief.
Roth.
Allison, the amazing thief.
Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Roth. Okay, anyway. yeah. So, let's see here. I guess we begin with personal updates, and well, I haven't been doing much of anything. I've had a new job of sorts that I've been trying to get going with, and it's pretty nice. Pretty nice. I had to move away from most of the people in Norg, so probably have been wondering why I haven't been making the show a lot better. But yeah, I've had to move away from everyone, so my time with the big LBR episodes is limited, so yeah, you know, it's enjoy me while you can. It's going like that. But yeah, as far as doing stuff in game, it's not too much. Well, me and Ellison, we've been planning to start a static. We are going to I'm going to level Bard, and what are you going to level?
Corsair.
Yes, that's going to be the best static ever, because everyone wants a Corsair and everyone wants a Bard, so we're just going to make these parties be super amazing. Yeah.
So you said you had a new job, and I figured you had rediscovered yourself as a dancer or something. I got all confused.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Well, speaking of dancer, I believe my dancer is at 31, 32-ish? Yeah, I've been trying to solo on Dancer for pretty much all of it, because that way I get parrying skill ups, and I parry a lot. And it's fun. It's fun soloing as Dancer, so it's a good time. And I have my NPC out there, Yuffa. Oh, she's such a cutie. Oh, Yuffie.
I love Dancer. I just like to see myself dance and feel pretty.
Yeah, Dancer's fun. It's a great job. I love Dancer.
It really is.
It's great. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I've been 75 for a while. Got 2 merits. Haven't spent them yet. Waiting for Phalanx 2. So I'll get 3 merits into that, and then I'll probably just put, when I get more merits, put more into Phalanx 2. And my plan is to cap off Phalanx 2 at 5 and 5. So that way it's better than Scholar's Phalanx. Scholars.
Yeah. Do you have a hate for scholars for some reason?
I don't hate them.
Do you feel that they feel like they are better than you? Do you one up them somehow?
Well, the thing with scholars is that they're really, really good at enhancing and group buffing. And that's kind of what the red mage was. But I guess when you think about it, all they really did was like use bar spells as a white mage and haste and refresh, which is still, you know, really, really useful. But with Scholar, you do phalanx and end spell and weapon spells and stone skin and blink. So,
but red mage is still better looking.
Well,
and that's what really matters.
I know. We as has pimp hat, that makes us the best.
It really does. It's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. That's not to say that I'm not going to level Scholar eventually. I'm definitely going to level Scholar, because such a fun class. It looks like I want to level it so bad. I'm at like 15 or something. Anyway.
Well, they also have a cute hat.
Yeah. Everyone rags on the AF so much, but you know, I like the AF.
I think it's adorable.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, yeah, I graduated from Final Fantasy XI.
I would say which ones I don't like, but I don't want hate mail, so.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of my personal update. How about you, Allison?
I haven't really done anything. I got a couple of more merids, and I started doing Ein Harrier. Is that right? Ein Harrier?
Ein Harrier? I think that's...
How do you pronounce that?
Oh, Ein my Harrier? Gosh.
I couldn't
yeah.
even tell you.
Yeah. I think that's how it's pronounced. But yeah, we have me and Ellie are in Ein Harrier LS. That's
Ein Harrier, and we just started Pancration.
Yes, Pancration.
Yes, she. How do you say that one, too?
Pancrete. Hold on, I'll look it up at ffxcyclopedia.org because they are amazing czars, lol, 11! Exclamation point. Pancratian.
Yeah.
Pancratian.
It's Pancration.
Pancratian.
Well, it's funny how we read these words in the game and just kind of breeze over them in our mind and have no idea how to pronounce them, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that. Like the Temple of Ugly P.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, we had an LBR episode when Pancratian first came out, and I think we had, like, some kind of joke where it's like, Square Enix, like, when they first announced Pancratian, they had the pronunciation in the announcement saying it, so it was like, oh, yeah, Square Enix totally made, like, put the pronunciation there for LBR because we can't pronounce anything right.
Yeah, when you talk to the NPCs and everything now, they actually tell you how to correctly pronounce Pancratian, but everybody still says Pancration.
Yeah. But you know what? Whatever. But yeah, me and Ellie are, well, I'm pretty hardcore on Pancratian.
Yeah, he was taking pictures of the mobs during Ein Harrier and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I still have never done that. I guess I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
I'm a slacker.
It's pretty fun. I enjoy it. Now, I'm kind of silly in the regard that, like, people have, like, only started now doing, like, Pancratian because of the ZNMs. And I haven't really done much with the ZNMs, so, yeah. But I get to level my Pokemans, so that's cool.
Your what?
My Pokemans. My Pancratianmons.
Okay.
I found this really awesome eft for Pancratian. It has auto-regain on it, so it just keeps on getting, like, lots and lots of TP.
You mean regen?
No, auto-regain.
Regain?
Auto-regain. It's like regen or refresh, but it's okay for TP.
Oh, okay.
So it gets TP like a madman. I don't know how it does in battle yet, because I've just been throwing it at the Diabolos champion, but... So, it gets curb stomped each time, but it gets 100 experience each time, so I'll level it up and we'll see how it does. I'm pretty interested in it. What is it, Ellie?
Is this a Pancration episode?
Oh, yeah. We should do a Simply Juxta next. Introducing Simply Juxta. Pancration Juxta. Who cares about the Sunbreeze Festival? I mean...
Well, don't invite me for that one, because I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, for Allison's sake, we'll go back to Sunbreeze Festival.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just kidding. All right, Allison, wait, were you done with your update?
Yes, I'm done with my update.
Okay, Allison, your update.
I have just been enjoying the summer and doing silly events and making fish bowls and...
Fish bowls?
Ooh, slacking, yeah. Well, because you get the little goldfish tank.
Really?
Right. So every summer I get the goldfish tanks and I make everybody fish tanks.
Oh.
You know, goldfish tanks are furnishings.
Oh, gosh.
I do love furniture.
That's nice. Go.
And they're cute and they move.
Yeah, they are.
That's great. Go fish some fish then. And
I have a goldfish set.
Go get another one?
I have to level my woodworking so I can make it.
Well, it only has to be like 20, so don't have to go too high.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not a really big thing.
Doing woodworking tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. You can't. You're broke. You have no gill.
Oh, yeah.
You can make gill on the fish tanks. They sell for like 60K on my server.
Oh, really?
Yeah? See?
And if you put a beta in there, then it's like 120, and the beta only costs like 10K. So it's my secret money-making summer project every year.
Well, not a secret anymore. No,
I know. I wasn't going to mention it. I'm like, I know I'm going to say something, and then my secret's going to be out.
Yeah, you're screwed.
And everybody's going to make their own tank. They won't buy mine anymore.
The jig is up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, is that the extent of your update? Because that was a pretty good segue into the Sun Breeze.
Actually, in reality, that's all I've been doing for the past 2 or 3 weeks is sitting around doing nothing. Leveling Dancer. That's 64 now. I love that job. It's
so
fun.
Dancer's so fun, yeah.
It really is. It's great.
My Dancer is at 1.
Loser.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sun Breeze Festival. What do we got, Allison? What is the...
All right.
What is this Sun Breeze Festival nonsense?
Well, every summer, everybody gets to get together and watch the fireworks and kick back, relax, enjoy. We have shows in each one of the cities.
Ooh.
So you can go and do one of the shows, and which is what everybody is really excited about anyways, because that's when you get your little Savage set, which is the cute swimsuit.
Savage.
And an event is only good if you get cute clothes. Yeah, they call it the Savage top and bottom, even though everybody calls it a swimsuit. Officially, it's supposed to be Savage.
Savage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's silly.
But it's way cute. It looks like you were putting on a swimsuit and decided to go modest and put some shirts underneath it or something. I don't know what they were thinking, but still, it looks cute.
Well, that's nice. Okay, so we look at fireworks and we get a swimsuit. Is there anything else you can do? I'm pretty sure we were mentioning fish or something before, yes?
Well, really, I think the first thing you want to go do is to go see the show.
Okay.
And for the show, you go and you see we have this new actress, apparently, and it's very theme park-like.
Okay.
If you've seen it. We have Mummer, I guess is her name.
Mummer?
She's a Hume.
Okay.
It's M-U-M-O-R, which to me is Mummer, I guess. So we have Mummer, who is putting on a little show for you. She gets interrupted by the big bad guy, and you have to support her by cheering her on when she starts to get beat up.
Uh-oh.
Or helping her attack the bad guy with her lovely, lovely dances. And you have to do whatever dance she says to do.
Okay, well, what's this bad guy? Like, what's he look like and stuff?
Oh, I don't know. Big, tall skeleton guy, you know, tattered robes.
Okay.
Very scary. Rawr.
And
does big fire attacks.
And this guy, his name is Ulgor, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, gore. Grr. And so...
he kind of looks like an evil Ramu.
Even Ramu. Okay.
Evil.
Evil.
Evil Ramu. Evil.
I'm sure he's just misunderstood and feels bad that he wasn't invited to come to the event.
I'm sure that's it. He wanted to join in then the little pretty sis.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he
can't, though, because who would he attack? He wouldn't attack himself, would he?
Who would he attack? Oh, well, he's coming after poor Mummer.
Oh.
And we have to help save her, because she's the damsel in distress, and we save her with our dances.
What?
Which is very silly, but it gives us a chance to use the 4 dance emotes that we got.
That is true.
This last year, because it's your 4 dances that she asked for line up with these 4 emotes that they've given us. So we have our Shining Summer Samba, our lovely Miracle Waltz, our Neo Crystal Jig, and our Super Crusher Jig. So if you get that, and you just macro it in.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as she says it, you hit your button, and you have to do that 15 times, and you get your little outfit.
Okay.
Well, your low-quality outfit, your regular one.
All right, well, it should be noted that you have to target Ulgor when you're dancing. Otherwise, you won't receive this message that says juxtaposition and Mummer is dancing is synchronized.
Right, and you have to cheer, target her when you cheer. And you can't macro in the target, which I thought was very mean of them.
Aw.
You have to do that by, you know, hand.
Alright, so when you and Mamor's dancing gets synchronized, it'll give you a little skill-up message, apparently. You have to make sure you're targeting Ulgor when you're dancing, because I tried for like 10 or 15 minutes. I was like, why isn't this working? It's like, oh, you gotta attack Ulgor with your dance.
Aww.
Gotcha. Yep, so, that's...
Well, that's why whenever I do an event, I take someone with me who's done it so that I can nag them for information. Like, it's not working, help me!
Nice.
Yeah, I don't actually figure things out on my own very often.
Aww.
Too lazy.
Alright. So, that's, I guess that's them.
So, she comes out, and you dance with her, and you get the little skill-up message. And you have to do that 15 times, and then you do what?
Well, and then you have your suit after you've done that twice. So 15 for the top and 15 for the bottom, right?
Right.
And you talk.
But that's not what everybody wants. Oh, and also, once you get your, targeting, of course, as Chuck says, very concerned about making sure that everybody knows to target properly, or else no good. And it'll give you the little yellow words that tell you that you have been in sync with Mamor and everything is happy.
Yes.
So you can go back, and they don't have to be in order or anything, so you can go back and check your log and count to make sure that you got them all.
Okay, and then you go talk to the Moogle and you get your top. Then you do it again 15 times and go talk to the Moogle and get your bottom?
That's right.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have to talk to him again to, like, restart the quest, but I always find it's better to click more and be sure than to get 15 syncs and then come back and have him be ready for you to start all over again.
Gotcha.
Because it takes you about 2 or 3 shows for you to get all of the syncs in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right, to be honest, yeah. Yeah.
And this suit, when you get this suit, you can talk to the Moogles that are near the mini games, and they will teleport you to the other 3 cities to help you get to your second high quality suit.
Well, that's nice.
I actually did not know that when I did mine.
And I didn't know that until after I finished.
Yeah, I got on the airship and flew to the other 2 nations when I realized, oh wait, I could just talk to the Moogle.
I did too, but you don't want to throw out your first suit before the end of the event because your high-quality suit doesn't have that same quality.
No, it doesn't.
So if you want to take advantage of being able to hop around the cities, say to help all your little friends do their little dancy thingy-majiggy, keep your suit because I threw mine out and I was very sad.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought my high-quality one was going to do that too, and then I tried to, and it said no, and I was,
All right, well, how do we get this high-quality suit, then?
Okay, so each one of our main home cities has a very carnival-like mini-game that you have to be able to... you have to beat it in hard mode, which actually is kind of tricky.
Hard
takes a couple of tries.
Oh,
it has
hard mode.
Regular, and you have hard. And as a reward, you'll get a balloon. So you have to collect all 3 balloons.
Does it, turn your character? Like, you have walking around with a balloon on your hand?
Well, I guess you don't actually have the balloon in your hand, which is really a shame, because it would be way cute.
Aww.
But you have, it's a, let's see, what would those be called? The,
a key item?
Yeah, key item. So you don't have to worry about it being in your inventory or anything.
Well, I guess that's good. That's a good idea on Square Enix's part. Okay.
Well, because when you go fishing, you're going to need all of your little spots for your little goldfish buddies. Because those are not key items. So they were being very considerate.
Or if you're like me and you run around with your inventory full all the time. I had to drop things so I could get my swimsuit.
2 or 3 slots at the max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I had 1 open slot when I started it, so I ended up dropping a whole lot of stuff.
Aw. Those are things that you could have sold for Gil.
Yeah.
I'm such a tackle. I sell everything.
Well, normally I would too, but my Mog house is completely full all the slots with furniture. And then my storage is completely full and my Mog Locker is completely full. So once my inventory got full, I decided I should just go ahead and drop some stuff.
Oh my, yeah.
I was having to delivery box send myself things so I would have inventory to move stuff.
I've totally done that. Extra storage.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, the balloons are not going to have you in that situation.
Let's do it.
For those people who only have two or three slots at any given time.
It is a boon. So, okay, but you get the balloons by completing the hard mode of these mini-games.
Okay, I'll tell you all about the mini-games.
Tell us about the mini-games.
So, being Elven, I, of course, started in Sandioria.
All right.
And that one is called Spot the Difference. And what we have going on in this game is they have a whole bunch of people marching in front of you in twin. So we have two people that are supposed to be identical. And anytime you see a difference in either their appearance or that the way that they move, you have to hit the button.
Okay.
And you have to be able to spot, let's see, 11 differences to be able to get your red prize balloon in hard mode. And it's a little tricky at first, but as you go through it, they kind of repeat the same images over and over again. So you can anticipate, okay, this one I'm going to be looking for a change in the sword, or one's going to be nodding and one's going to be, I don't know, cheering or whatever.
Okay.
So you kind of get the idea there.
Alright, so...
And there is something different between every set, because at first when I was watching them, I couldn't find the difference in a couple, so I thought maybe there wasn't a difference between them, but there actually is one. You just have to look close.
And they're very subtle. But once you spot them, it's pretty easy. This one is actually, I think, the easiest of all the games to me.
I think so, too.
It wasn't too bad at all.
Okay. That sounds pretty easy. You just gotta keep discerning eye open.
Yeah, so we're spotting the difference is that game, and it's not too bad at all.
All right.
Let's go to
Dirty Bastok next then, yeah?
All right, so in Port Bastok, over where they have the carnival usually, we have a shooting gallery this time, which is very Bastok-like in my mind. And we have to shoot goblins, cactars, and the mandies, but don't hit the pixies, or else game over.
You lick the pixie, not shoot them.
Now, this one drove me crazy, because very often you'll get... It has a lot to do with how many pixies you get.
Uh-huh.
So, when you see a pixie, you want to hit the pass. Don't just let it sit there until it goes away, or else you'll run out of time. So this one, it is a little tricky. It might take a couple times. I actually wimped out and had my husband do it for me. After like 30 tries. It drove me crazy. I was like, you know what? This is why I don't play shooting games, because I stink at it.
This one wasn't so bad. It took me like maybe one or two tries, but the next one that we're getting into, that one was big pain.
And this one I got in 3 tries.
And we are obviously talking about the almighty Winders.
Obviously.
Winders, yes.
Where and all this one's good elves come from.
So if you head over to the stables, we have the Chocobo Chick Catchery. So the objective in this game is to catch the baby chicks. So you have your little chocobo, your adult chocobo, and you have to move him left and right to pick up baby chicks without hitting mandies? Yeah. So you don't want to hit the mandies or else you're game over, and you need to collect 25 chicks, and you get your green balloon.
25 or is it
35, sorry.
35, yeah.
So we need 35 of these chicks. I got 38 because I am just that good.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I was good at collecting the cute little baby chicks. So then you have your 3 balloons at this point, and you turn those in, and you get your high-quality savage set. Savage Top, Savage Bottom, not to be confused with other Savage stuff.
Savage.
Savage is if you're Mithra only, though, right?
Yeah. Taro ones are called Wonder.
Yeah, I think they're named after, like, your race-specific equipment that you get somewhere around level 30 or 40.
Yeah.
So what are the Elvins called, then?
The Magna?
Magna.
Magna.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was our race-specific gear. I remember that one. I loved it because I looked cute in it. Well, if we're going to mention everybody, what is the... Do you know what the Galkas get?
Elder.
Trunks. Okay.
And all right. Humes are custom.
Because they're so custom when all the Humes in the world have the same swimsuit, am I right?
I know, right?
Stupid Humes.
Now, the reason we want...
What?
Don't be mean to Humes.
But they're so boring.
They're cute.
Are part of your listeners, Juxta. You have to be nice to them.
It's all Humes. No longer listen to Juxta. They turn off the show. They've abandoned you.
That's fine. I have all the Mithra and Elvans.
Why would you want Mithra?
Mithra are hot.
No comment. I've noticed that you spread yourself in women on this show.
What?
Uh-huh.
It's only Allison and...
And Allison.
Allison and who was it that was with you on the...
Who else is around at this moment?
Is in the air?
Oh, that was, that's a Nero's, girlfriend, Lady Fane.
Oh.
And she's a Mithra. She's a Mithra,
I see what we're using this show for now.
Mm-hmm.
Surround yourself in women.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, never mind.
She's Elvan.
Bugger.
Elvan for the win.
Fine, she's an Elvan.
Nobody's a Mithra. Mithra are dirty. Dirty and hairy.
Don't be alienating my...
I love Mithra.
Yeah.
No, I hate Mithra.
They're pricky. Like little... never mind.
They're furry.
Well, that's fine as long as they don't live in your mog house and shedding them all over the place. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Moving back to the topic at hand.
Leave the poor Mithra alone. I love Mithra. Poor Jinjin. Okay. Anyways, okay, so the reason that you want to have this high-quality suit of whatever race you happen to be is because of the teleport ability that it has with it to take you to the lovely, is it Pergonorgo Isle? I'm going to say Pergonorgo.
Pergonorgo Island. That's where you get to...
You go to Pergy Island. Let's just call it Pergy.
Pergy. That's Pergy. Very cute. So anyways, this will take you to the lovely vacation of Pergy Island, or Isle, where you can go and do your clam digging or whatever, which I guess gives, finally lets people go there without making an all-day trip, because before it would take forever to get out there, and it was kind of, you know, a novel, let's go out and play. Now we can actually teleport out there, enjoy it, and not have to take 45 minutes to wait for the boats and to run all the way out there.
Yeah.
So this zone is actually maybe going to get some use now, because it was very often abandoned. So now we can it'll actually get used a little more. And it's very pretty. It's one of my very favorite places, so I'm glad. But it does not take you home, so make sure you bring a warp with you.
Or
you're going to be very sad.
Or a black mage.
Some way to get out of there, or else you're going to be doing the 45-minute boat ride and walk all the way back.
Because
I always forget my warp stuff wherever I go, and then I'm like, oh, sad.
Well, you could find something to kill you, and then death warp.
That would be horrible.
Painful. Ouch.
Well, depending on your level, you might need to, like, aggro the entire island and sit there for, like, 10 minutes.
I know. Well, with my thief evasion that I've merited, I'm just going to be there right now. Oh, my goodness. Go to bed and come back in the morning and see what's happened.
You've somehow managed to kill everything. You're like, dang it.
They die of exhaustion.
To counter everything until it died.
Oh gosh.
Oh, I'd be so proud. That'd be great. That'd be
great. I'm gonna do that now.
Go give it a test. See how long you can last with the whole island.
Rough. Anyway, back to Sunbreeze Festival. Jeez, you really get so sidetracked.
Well, we do have one other thing that we have to do for Sunbreeze, besides watching the fireworks that go off every night, and it's very romantic and prettiful. We have...
Romantic, yay!
Huh?
Romantic, yay!
Yeah. I like it. So, you can go out there, and you can go do your goldfish scooping, which I don't know why they do with paper scoops. That is ridiculous, but I'll get
that. That makes it harder.
It's lame.
Nets is easy mode. Learn to paper scoop, noobs.
It takes... Well, okay. So we go out there in each one of the cities, go outside the gates, find the puddle. You'll be able to find the NPC who will give you some super scoops that are not that super because they're made out of paper and they rip like crazy, and a fishbowl. So get a bunch of super scoops because you're going to go through them. I don't know why they couldn't have made them silk scoops. I'm sure
because
the fish would have loved that.
Recyclable.
Maybe they maybe they came out on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I guess it's an Eastern thing. It's probably rice paper. Goldfish are very Eastern. So you get your scoop, you get your bowl, and jump on in there. You can get fireworks and all that kind of good stuff as prizes. But the really great thing is for 80 points, you get a goldfish set. And for each one of these fish that you catch, they're worth a different point value. So you have your little tiny goldfish are only worth 1 point. But there are some fish in there that are worth as many as 30 points for our Calico Comet in our Pearl scale.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm. So if you catch some of those, it's going to be quick, which is good because you're spending 100 gil a scoop on these scoops that, like, rip every other dip. So, well, we have Lionhead is 10, and we have our Black Bubble Eyes are 2. So you turn those in, and you get either your fireworks or your goodies, or the good thing is the goldfish set. You just have to find somebody who's got about a level 20 woodworking. I think it's like 7 alchemy or something. They're not really high. I think it's just not something that's really commonly known. A lot of people don't take advantage of making their set. And if you want to do your goldfish set, you want to keep one of your little black bubble eyes and one of your little tiny ones to put in your bowl.
Okay.
Because a goldfish bowl is no fun without the goldfish. And of course,
know.
If you want to make a profit, you can hang on to it and sell it. And they actually do sell for quite a bit more than what you're going to pay in the very expensive supplies. Because you do have to, you know, get glass sheets and some putty and that kind of stuff that can get a little bit pricey. But you're still making a profit with a craft. And lately, it's getting a little tricky to find crafts that actually are real profitable at lower levels. So it's
a
pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So,
but it is a rare exclusive item, so you can't get the bowl and then take it to somebody to craft it for you.
Yeah, you guys.
So I would say collect your fish, take your fish to the person who you want to craft the item for you, and let them trade it in for the bowl.
Gotcha.
That's how you're going to get around that if you don't want to level your woodworking.
Oh, well, there you go.
And everybody should level woodworking, because everybody needs to level crafts.
It's not a real... Woodworking, I think, is one of the quicker, easier ones to do because of the arrows. You can sit there and repeat the same simple synth over and over and over again and get your skill up fairly quickly, which is kind of why I did it, because it was quick and easy.
I like
you can just kind of... Yeah, I get a kick out of it.
I don't know. I'm like level 4 in cloth crafting. I was going to level it up, but then I just stopped because I didn't really... care.
I think I'm at like level 65 Clothcraft.
Well, see, I can just have you craft everything for myself.
30 something.
Well, there you go. That's what she's for.
Yeah. I don't give them ideas like that, though.
Alright. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about crafting? Alright, so.
It's kind of part of the event because you have to use crafting to take advantage of your... Otherwise, your prize is worthless.
Yeah, but cloth crafting is a part of it.
That's true.
Okay.
That was Ellison's fault, not mine.
Yeah, Ellison. Yeah, shake fist at you. Okay. Anyway, so we got the goldfish. We got our swimsuit. Is there anything else in this thing? I mean...
And that's pretty much it. We are going to go watch some fireworks. We're going to go see the show with Mamor. Get our little suit. Go catch our fish. Put them in a bowl. Take them out to Purgonorgo Isle. Purgy. We're going to call this Purgy Isle. And maybe let the goldfish free. I don't know. But that should actually keep you busy for a while, because it takes a while to get all that done.
Yeah.
It's a good all-day event. Take your friends with you. Make it a big deal. I'm really into the just for fun event nonsense stuff. I think it's great to kind of kick back, relax, and do something that is not going to kill anybody. Nobody's going to get stressed out. It's just going to be fun bonding time.
Well, that's no fun.
What's the fun? I'm a very laid back player.
What's the fun?
I like this low intensity stuff. Well, if you go to Purgy Isle afterwards and aggro the whole place and see who dies first, then you have death.
Okay.
And you
then everybody's happy.
Purgy Isle too.
All right, so I guess that's the Sun Breeze Festival, yeah?
Oh, actually, we do have some death. We have the shooting range. You're shooting people. That's very violent.
Well, that's not real death. Those are like props.
So you're so picky. Use your imagine.
I'll use your imagine.
So not a lot of death and destruction here. Mamor kills the bad guy.
No, she just chases him off.
Every 5 minutes, over and over again.
No, he's chasing
him off.
Oh, I can't
believe I've been defeated by a mortal.
Yeah, defeated is not killing.
Sorry for the spoiler, guys. She wins.
Way to go, Allison. Way to ruin it.
Mummy defeating him is just as good as killing him.
Yeah, well, I guess she doesn't really kill him because he comes back every 5 minutes, over and over again, 24/7.
They don't really think dead people can say, oh, I've been defeated either.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. I'm sorry, there's just not a whole lot of death in this event.
That's it, Allison, you're fired.
Oh.
All right.
Well, you have the Halloween-y thing coming up, and that has skeletons and scary things, and it's very manly and much more boyish.
I know.
It's not so much dancing and goldfish in swimsuits, which I guess is maybe why I like it so much. It is a little on the girly side.
Little bit.
Yeah, you can put on your pretty little bathing suits and your, if you're high enough, your lilac corsage. And
I love it. Just go trot around and be like, I have a new outfit. I'm so pretty. I'm so special. Woohoo. Let's go to the beach.
All right. We're ending this girl talkness right now. This is
good stuff.
Edit.
Edit.
And, it should be noted that if you talk to one of the Moogles, you can purchase previous year's Sunbreeze Festival items. So, like if you can get the orange reddish swimsuit for 5,000 K for the normal versions.
How much?
And that's per 5, piece.
5,000, not 5,000 K.
5,000, 5K. 5K for the normal quality and 7.5K for the HQ per piece. And you can also get the Yukata stuff too.
The Monoko and the Omina and the Lords and Ladies Yukata.
Yeah, for 10K and 15K respectively. So if you're interested in that, you can just go ahead and buy them and not to fool around with stuff. Fool around with dancing heroines and
yeah, but then you don't get the
well. It's not the same set.
Well, it's not the same set, but if you just want a swimsuit, then there you go.
You must have them all. You have to have variety.
Or you then it's like use all your inventory.
Well, and some people look better in blue, and some people look better in red. Some people look better in the little tunic-y thing.
Yukata?
If you have the red one, you can turn that into the event
item storage NPC, but the new one, last time I checked, you still can't trade that to them. So you have the regular and the plus one version. You're going to have to clear out some mug, house, locker, storage room because you can't trade it to the NPC yet.
Oh, that is an issue for some people, isn't it? Yeah, listen.
I now have one open inventory slot.
Oh, boy. All right. So I guess that's the extent of the Sunbreeze Festival.
Yeah?
Yeah? All right. So, I need to do email. I
don't have to do email, and you haven't done your closing.
Oh, closing comes at the end when you close. But yeah, I gotta get some email going. All right. This email comes from Tammers. Tammers is from the Leviathan server. He says, "Hey there, Tammers here from Leviathan. Currently 40 bard and leveling 20 black mage. I've been listening to LBR for a long time now, and I've always loved you, Juxta colon D. I've gotten sad and want you to shut up and send your way. You are the life of the party. Keep bringing those Simply Juxta episodes. I listen to them over and over and over and over again. Much Taru Taru love. Love, Tammers. Less than 3. Aw, thank you.
Aw, the love.
I know. Tammers is the loving of me.
Did you write that yourself?
No. For Tammers. From Leviathan.
Okay.
I'll go make a mule on Leviathan and be like, slash tell Tammers, yo, this is Juxta. And he'll reply back and be like, oh my gosh, Juxta! Love.
Right.
Is that the only one we have?
Yeah. No, we have... that's about the nations. We have...
He has to read them to make sure he doesn't read something he's not supposed to out loud.
Very wise.
Like, dear Juxta, I think you're an idiot. Please quit LBR.
I don't get emails like that. Except when you're sending them.
Never. That would never happen.
Ellison just spams my email box with like, oh my gosh, Juxta, you are dumb and I am so jealous of you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my gosh. Block Ellison from email. Enter.
I'm sure as your co-host, she is just trying to keep you humble.
She's not my co-host. She's just my secretary.
I think it depends on who you talk to. Ellison? Secretary, co-host?
I think I'm more like his lackey monkey who does everything he doesn't want to do.
Yeah, that works too. All right, here we go. We got Wade from Pandemonium. Juxta. I'd like to say that you are the funniest person in LBR, and you keep each episode entertaining. I love each and every episode of Simply Juxta, and can't wait for a new one to come out. I hoped for an Easter episode, but apparently you didn't finish the event. It is probably the best that you didn't make one anyway. Semicolon P. Well, that's about it. See you in the next Simply Juxta, colon smiley face. That's...
colon smiley face?
Colon... right parenthesis.
Okay.
Colon right parenthesis. So thank you, Wade, and thank you, Tammers. I enjoy making Simply Juxta for all my fans, because without my fans, there would be no Simply Juxta. So this is for you, fans, giving this. Yeah. All right. So that is Simply Juxta, the Juxta Breeze, or Simply Sunbreeze Festival. That's about it for this week. Not week, but this episode. Make sure you keep sending me emails, because I love emails, and I say them on Simply Juxta, so it's a good deal. Juxtaposition@limitbreakradio.com. Make sure you visit limitbreakradio.com. That's where everything is. We got delicious forums over there. You can listen to all our episodes up there. It's a good time.
Check out ffxiclopedia.org.
It's a great resource. I use it all the time. And you can look up pretty much anything on there. Check out all their forums, too, because there's lots of knowledgeable people on their forums and our forums. And it's a great forum happiness thing.
Forum-y forums.
Yeah. Forum-y forums.
Forum-y forums.
Anywho, and we've been getting a lot of donations in, so we greatly thank you for that. We've gotten a good amount so far. So keep sending them in if you want. If you think we're doing a good job, if you think we're doing a bad job, then I guess don't send us anything and make a post in the forum saying how much we suck. That'd be a good idea. Maybe not.
Hate mail is fun.
Yeah, hate mail is fun. I don't think we've gotten any hate mail at all, so yeah, send us some hate mail or something. I'd like to read that. Okay, here is, Simply Juxta listeners, here is your homework. Send me a hate mail, because I want to see what hate mail is like, because I've never gotten any yet. So send me a hate mail.
I'll get right on that.
Well, you don't count. You're blocked on my email. So, yeah, it's... That's I think we're about wrapping this up. I'm Juxtaposition, and I'm Juxtaposition. Don't stress out, Vanadiel.
This is Allison wishing you a happy Sunbrace Festival.
This is Ellison, not Allison. Yeah, enjoy your swimsuits.
Alright, we out.
Final Fantasy, Tetramaster, and Vanadiel are registered trademarks at Square Enix. Square Enix Play Online are registered trademarks at Square Enix Co. Limit Break Radio and its hosts are solely responsible for its content.